I'm upstairs watching the news. By accident, a clip comes up on my YouTubes. It's a news saying LeBron James, you know that basketball player guy? He put out a tweet. He put out a tweet that he later on deleted. The tweet is this. This was the tweet. It's of that police officer that shot that 16-year-old girl. LeBron didn't like it. He doesn't like it. He says to the entire world, to over 40 million of his followers, "You're next." He incites hatred towards that cop, violence towards that cop. He wants people to hurt that police officer. With an hourglass. You see the hourglass? Time's a ticking. So I ask, and I can't find it anywhere. Why hasn't LeBron James been arrested? He committed a criminal offense. It's called uttering threats. Why hasn't he been arrested? Is he going to be arrested? I once arrested somebody for saying to somebody else, "Watch your back." Uttering threats I arrested that person for. He tells the entire world to hurt this police officer. And nobody's doing a thing about it. Not only is he not arrested, he's not even banned from Twitter. He's still on Twitter. Figure that one out. White Trump gets banned from Twitter. LeBron James doesn't even miss a game of basketball. It's like, the world is insane. Now, you're that cop, right? You're going into hiding. You're going to get some protection. You have to. I messaged a couple of old cop buddies, and I don't know if they're on the same page as me, but I'm like, hey, this is uttering threats. Like, if I did that, I live in Port Alberni. If I did that about a cop in town, put up his picture, because I didn't like what the cop had done in town, and said, "Man, you're next." The police are going to knock on my door and arrest me. If I was still watch commander, and one of my constables came up to me and said, "Hey, look what I got here. Jimmy at school put up this guy's picture because he was involved in some kind of shooting. And it says, you're next. Look at this, Clint. It says, you're next with an hourglass." No hesitation. I would tell my constable, well, go pick him up. Go pick him up, arrest him, bring him back. Why haven't they done that to LeBron James? It's uttering threats. You go to his house. You put the cuffs on him. You arrest him for uttering threats. You bring him back to the police station. You interview and you interrogate him. What do you mean by the comments? And then you release him on charges of uttering threats. Now, why hasn't this happened? And what if it does? What if something bad does happen? Because it's quite possible. There's a lot of lunatics running around. What if a guy goes out and shoots this police officer? He tells the police, "Well, I did it because LeBron wanted me to." What happens to LeBron now? Probably nothing. I can't tweet that. I can't commit the criminal offense because I will get arrested. Why? Is it because I'm white? Is that why? If Wayne Gretzky tweeted it, you don't think he would not have been arrested? I ask myself, why would he do something so stupid? Why would he do something so stupid over a justified shooting that possibly saved more than one person? And how about that guy that kicked that girl in the head? It looks like a girl. Boots her in the head. What does he say afterwards?
"Get down! Get down! Get down!"
She had a knife. She just went at her.
She's a fucking kid, man!
That's right. She's a fucking kid, dude. And you just boot-fucked a kid in the head. Did he get arrested? I don't even know. Did he get arrested for assault? He better have. Anyways, I just wanted to come down here and talk about it. I'm not getting it. It's uttering threats. What he did was a criminal offense and nobody's talking about it. He said later that he deleted it about an hour or two later and said, "I was just frustrated." You deleted it because the police contacted you. That's why you deleted it. And why aren't you held accountable? You want everybody else to be held accountable. Why aren't you held accountable? Anyways, that's all I wanted to say. Bye-bye.